Chapter 15, Maintain Sound Health. You want to get the greatest vigor and fullest use from your body. You can do this if you understand two important points. One, your body and mind are one, effectively a mind-body. Two, your mind-body is in turn at one with nature. The health of your mind and body cannot be separated. Anything that affects the soundness of your mind will affect your body, and anything that affects your body will touch your mind. This is why I refer to you as a mind-body. But you are also affected by your environment, subject to natural laws that govern your mind-body just as much as they affect trees, mountains, birds, and beasts. Understanding the way in which you can maintain a sound mind-body depends, therefore, on understanding the way nature works. You must learn to work with natural forces, not fight them. The rhythms of life. When you consider the waves of the ocean, the passing of the seasons, the waxing and waning of the moon, you will see that nature moves in rhythms. There is even a rhythm in your own life, from birth through childhood and adolescence to full maturity, old age, and finally birth of a new generation. Light, energy, and matter are made up of waves, either moving out in their own rhythm or bound like a neutron around the fixed point of the nucleus of the atom. Nothing about life is static. Movement is constant and rhythmic, though sometimes that rhythm is too large or small for us to perceive immediately. This is one reason why we enjoy music, for it reflects the rhythms and waves of our experience. You must learn to bend and sway with the rhythms of life, not to stand fixed and immobile against them. A sandy beach moves and changes with the rhythms of the waves and lasts for eons. A breakwater is soon destroyed. Take a look at your life. Is it rhythmical? Are you following work with play, mental effort with physical effort, eating with fasting, seriousness with humor, sex with transmutation of sex into creative effort? Your subconscious does its best work on your behalf while your conscious mind is at rest. True inspiration most often comes after your subconscious has been given a task and while your conscious mind is then occupied elsewhere, that is, while your mind is playing. Archimedes had struggled with the complex problem of determining the relative mass of two objects without finding a solution. It was only when he decided to relax and slip into his bath that his subconscious was stimulated by the water he displaced in his tub. He sprang from his bath with that now famous cry of Eureka, and the solution he had been seeking. Are you giving your mind a chance to relax by playing? Interference with normal rhythmical patterns produces so many problems. If you don't give your mind a rhythm of work and relaxation, your body will be so constantly stimulated that you will likely end up with a stress-related disorder. And without highs and lows, the things that you value begin to pale. Your past failures are what make success sweet. You don't really want continuous happiness, for then your happiness would seem dull. One of the major goals of marriage counseling is getting couples to understand that there is no such thing as being constantly in love. People in love have a series of loves, like waves on the oceans. In the troughs, they are neutral in their feelings. But troughs make the peaks of the waves so much more poignant. As in life, not all the ocean's waves are of the same intensity. There are a few for each of us that reach great heights, and it is the memory and exhilaration of these moments that we store up to call upon when the going gets difficult. You have to learn to understand the waves and rhythms in your life and to live within those rhythms in order to be in harmony with the world.